good rejoin music there by Dave DiNatale, our producer tonight. Bad to the Bone, and that's an apt song for our next guest here. He's a regular on this show. He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon. Welcome back.
Thank you, my friend. You know, anytime you start to play that dog song, I get going. I have to control myself because I get ready to bark at any sound.
And it tends to frighten some of the people in our studio, but they're now getting used to it. As I said, with you, I think the more times you're here, the more they'll get used to it.
And you know, it just comes natural with me.
Of course.
I mean, even though there's no wide receivers in the studio here. But I just want to
bark. You always see a wide receiver.
Oh, I want to go. I want to go. I want to go.
Hanford.
Anytime I tell a wide receiver, anytime, anywhere, let's go.
just to start with this, that point, that you are always thinking with that defensive mentality. And as we look, and I touched upon this a little bit in the monologue there, but as we look at what this team has done so far, and as we see the moves that have been made, all concentrated on the defense, or mostly concentrated certainly on the defensive side of the ball. Want to get your take on the idea that you're starting there, I think logically, because it's your quickest path to success. It doesn't mean you turn your back on offense or forget that this team was very, very mediocre to awful offensively, but the way they're working this defensive side of the ball right now, to me, is a good thing, and actually, you know, when you break it down, it seems like each of these moves makes sense.
Well, there is no question, Vic, and you know, and I understand the frustration coming from everyone, especially the fans, and they want to see us do a lot of things on offense right away, but and they're saying the defense is already intact or a lot better off than the offense, but not necessarily the case. You know, I think the big move all started with this football team is when we came and we re-signed DeQuell Jackson. I mean, a big move. I mean, you're talking about a young man, 158 tackles. Out of the 158 tackles, 116 of those were solo, which is phenomenal. Guy had 3.5 sacks. And I'll just sum this whole thing up with the type of guy that he is. And I was trying to think of which one of the players on the team said this, but I remember, and this stuck with me, one of them said, the question came, if you were in a foxhole, which one of the guys on the team would you want to be in there with, and which guy would you want to have your back? And right off the bat was DeQuell Jackson. And that'll tell you the type of guy that he is, but a phenomenal leader, a great guy. I think this was his sixth year.
Yeah.
And this showed a lot. And then to go, Vic, to shore up that defensive line, where you know we need somebody to come in here with Sheard. I mean, Sheard just had a phenomenal year. I mean, he came in and, 8.5 sacks, I think he had in his rookie season. And he's not going to do anything but get better and better and better and to put pressure on that quarterback. And, you know, people talk about Rucker. But Rucker is a guy that we got from Cincinnati, a guy I think he started 11 games, wanted more starting time. I think he had, 4 sacks or something like that?
That was his career high for a season, but he was part of a rotation in Mike Zimmer's defense.
And a number of pressures, and he's a guy that's raring to get in here, a guy that's already familiar with the AFC North, a guy that's going to come in here, and he's just going to help us. And then with the addition of Parker, who is a veteran player, a guy that's been around, I'm telling you, it just means a lot with everything else we have on that defense.
I want to back up to DeQuell Jackson. You make all great points, and we'll touch on all of these. And you mentioned Jacquel Parker as well, not to be forgotten as an addition on the D-line, more experience too. But with Jackson, from the perspective that you can have as a corner, as a guy who played corner in this league, how important and was part of a really good defense, a lot of that was, okay, you and Frank Minifield doing your thing to contain, shut people down, and cause quarterbacks to hold the ball longer to help your front seven. But the key, too, was that your front seven had some very good people on the interior. That middle linebacker or that inside guy is so vital to everybody.
Vic, no question. He is the captain on that football team. And I'm going to throw some names out way back. Dick Ambrose was another guy. We call him Judge Ambrose right now. Was another guy. Was a captain on the field. Mike Johnson, Stonewall Jackson, names of guys who had that linebacker position, because those are the guys that make sure the defense gets call, make sure everybody is where they're supposed to be on the defense. And a lot of times, they're the guys, when that defensive line is not where they're supposed to be, when that formation come up from, you see that guy, he's running up, he's patting those guys on the back, hey, move here, making sure they are where they're supposed to be. So that's a very, very important guy on the defense, and I'm just happy that we brought him back and signed him on this team.
Hanford Dixon joining us, as he always does, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And the rest of the points you made, adding Frosty Rucker, the free agent signing from last week, to the defensive line, it's experience that he brings, also some good size. I mean, 200, we had him on the show via phone last night, 280 pounds, there's some versatility there, Hanford. That's a big guy at that position who gives you, I think, enough athleticism to get off the ball, get you some rush, but also just that size to give you some containment to deal with the running game.
Yeah, because a lot of times what those guys do at that position, not only is he have big size, again, you're talking about he's a long guy.
Yeah.
He's a guy, what I mean by that is he's going to be able to get his hands up in the air, and a lot of times when he can't get to the quarterback, he get his hands up in the air, and he's going to deflect that ball and knock that ball down or fix it so the quarterback can't see downfield. That is amazing. And then you got Parker. I think Parker is 6'2", 250. Still guy. Not a small guy. A big guy, a guy that can get up the field. So it's important for that defensive line. I've always said, Vic, the game of football is played on the offensive and defensive line of scrimmage. That's where it all starts. So you have to have a solid, solid defensive line. If you got that, that's where it's all going to start back there with that defense.
No, no question. And the other part of this offseason puzzle that the Browns have been putting together, and again, not in a splashy way, but I think in a sound way, Dimitri Patterson, a guy who was signed to a one-year contract last year when he was brought aboard from Philadelphia as a free agent, played well enough to convince this team that he deserved to be here on a longer-term basis, or at least re-signed, and that's what was done. So keeping Patterson in the fold, and that tells me a lot. It tells me that not only was he rewarded for what he did a year ago, but more importantly, what this team sees him as, and I think they see him as, and I want this assessment from you, Mr. Cornerback, does he look like a guy that could compete and be a regular in the starting spot opposite Joe Hayden?
Well, I think there's no question about it. I mean, there's no question about it. You got a guy, he's not a very big guy. He's 5'10". When I say not very big, he's 200 pounds, but he's not very tall, but he plays a lot bigger than he really is. Quick guy. A guy last year didn't have any interceptions, but when we brought him over from Philly, I think he had four. But you are dead right and dead on when you just mentioned he is the guy that I think is going to play the other corner besides Joe Hayden. And it would not surprise me, Vic, and I'm telling you, I love Shelton Brown. I think he's a great guy, been in the league for 10 years. But it will not surprise me if Demetrius does not compete and possibly win that starting job at the other corner, because if you notice now, we can move Shelton on the inside, because I'm pretty sure he's a guy that could play at that safety position, and we're going to need some help at that safety position. So I like the way this football team is starting to shape up. I like the way it's shaping up defensively. I know there's a lot of fans, just like the one we heard earlier, that's a little bit upset because we haven't made that big splash. You hit it right on the head. I mean, you look at the most teams that are successful, they're not going out there signing these big-name free agents. Everybody and every strong team is built the way that we're trying to do it here, and that is through the draft.
Yeah, that's a tried and true system, and it is one where you are getting people that fit exactly the way you want them to fit, what you're looking for, what you're trying to identify. You can find those guys in free agency. I'm not saying free agency is a bad thing or a useless element. It isn't. But I get that you believe in the draft and stay true to that and stay true to how you want to build your football team. And there is, you're right about the history of success. When you look at teams that have consistently competed at a high level in this league, they've done that well. Now, it's got to happen. I mean, just to say we believe in the draft isn't good enough. You have to draft well. I mean, you do have to draft well. So, yeah, those folks who do the drafting for this team know they're held accountable to get that right, and this is a very big, critical time for that. We're all sitting back waiting. Fans think they're the only ones out there that, oh, boy, you know, how are they going to do in this draft? Hey, I'm feeling the same thing, and everyone in this building wants the same thing. Everybody connected with this team wants to see that result and realizes that just saying we're building to the draft isn't good enough.
Well, and what's funny, too, I mean, the fans, you're right, they want to tell us who to draft or tell Heckert who to draft and all that. And they realize it or they don't realize it is that's what Tom does all day. I mean, he studied these players. He knows these players. He knows them like the back of his hand. I mean, he knows these players a lot better than any of us. Oh, I would even try to attempt to tell him who to draft, even though I like Tom. If you're listening, I like Richardson now, running back out of Alabama.
What a shock that you like an Alabama player, but that's all right.
But here's the thing. That third round pick, those are the pick where we're going to find the diamonds in the rough. Also, you know what I was talking about a little bit off the air before we came on? Mike Wallace, the wide receiver out of Pittsburgh. Where was he? Where did they pick him up?
Third round pick.
And here this guy is in order for anyone to sign him. I mean, they got to give up a first round draft pick for him.
Yeah, he's played to that level. All right, we've got much more coming up in our conversation with Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us here. On Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford, and it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.